Right now, it's a pleasure to welcome Luke Fleisch, along with his brother Najee. They were brought together by Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh, and it's a pleasure, too, to have Tom Baker here with us. Najee, I'm going to start with you. How old are you, and where do you go to school?
I'm 13. I go to Still Valley.
It's nice to have you here. What grade are you in now?
8th grade.
Any hellos you'd like to send? Friends, family members who might be listening now or maybe later if you stream this back?
All right. What up, Ma? What up, Jerry? I got this mixtape dropping out. August something. It'll be out here in a minute.
I love it. What? Tell me about the mixtape. Is it you?
No, it's me and my friend. It's a little hard. It's going to come out eventually.
Excellent. What do you do? Are you making beats, rapping, doing both?
Both.
Do you want to do any on the radio?
No, I'm almost a little complicated right now.
Okay, because you could do it. I would be very happy. Zaire is your friend, or did I hear you say, who did you say hello to?
My brother.
And what's his name?
Nazir.
Okay. Well, it's nice to have you here. And Luke is here. Luke, tell me about yourself.
I'm actually not a native Pittsburgher. I'm from the Baltimore area originally. So I moved here about 2 years ago. But I have friends around here. I went to Penn State. I love living here. And as soon as I moved here, you know, I'd kind of been in places where I didn't think I was going to stay there full time. And I thought, okay, I'm probably going to stay in Pittsburgh full time. This is a situation where I could do Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
What brought you here?
It was a relationship brought me here.
That's not uncommon for that to happen. And it's funny. Often there is a member of the family or of a couple who really is tied to Pittsburgh and wants to stay here. Tom Baker is here, too, with us, who is with Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh and also a county councilman. It's nice to have you here.
Thanks, Larry. Yeah, it's always great to be with you. And congrats. You're a former honoree as our Community Partner of the Year from a couple of years back. So we're very thankful to Larry and Ricky and everyone involved with SLB for all their support and partnership with Big Brothers over the years.
Yeah, and Carnegie Science Center is this year.
That's so right,
just,
yeah.
Yeah, you reading
email.
That,
yeah.
Which is great. So, Najee, I'm curious. I want to talk about you and Luke, but what do you like to do? We talked about rap, but do you have any subjects in school, sports, or what are you into?
I'm into basketball. I'm doing pretty good in school right now.
Excellent. What subjects in school are you especially enjoying?
Science and reading.
Excellent. What are you doing in science now?
Well, doing just experiment and stuff like that.
Like actually with labs and equipment and stuff. Can you tell me about one you did recently? I'm just curious.
All right. Well, we did one about three states of matter. Three states of matter. We the experiments on rock and stuff.
So three states of matter are
solid, liquid, and gas.
And so what kind of experiment would you do to demonstrate that? Like
water, how it goes, how it's a liquid you put in the freezer, then it turns into a solid.
Yeah, and it's I think it's called sublimation.
Yeah.
I think. That's when it goes directly to a gas. Cool. What do you like to read?
I like to read a lot of sports books, a lot of sometimes biography books and fiction books.
I love reading biographies, actually. That's one of my favorite. I like fiction, too. Anything you've read recently that you'd recommend?
There's something close to it. I read this book about Nat Turner. It's about slaves and stuff. And reading this one book is cool right now. Don't know what it's called, but it's a little boring. But
Do you remember the book about Nat Turner, what its name is?
No, I don't really know what the name is, but I know who wrote it.
Who wrote it?
Nat Turner.
I don't know.
Tucker, I heard, but I didn't hear the first name.
Nat Turner.
Oh, it's a book written by Nat?
No, it's a movie, a book. Well, he didn't write it. Previous people did.
Okay, well, we'll look for that. there are probably a number of books about Nat Turner, but that's a good recommendation to read about him. So, how long have you two been matched?
Since July of 2014.
Wow. So you're past 2 years already. What was it like meeting Luke?
Well, I was a little nervous at first, and then once I got to know him, we ended up being good friends.
And what was the first thing you did together?
I want to say basketball and pizza. Mm-hmm. I think it's good to like kind of start off with something like basketball and pizza where you can generally agree that that's going to be enjoyable on for all parties.
How do you hold the pizza while you're dribbling?
Well, first, we went to play basketball. Then we got the pizza.
Okay. That makes sense. And that's probably the right order.
It's probably better in that order.
To do them, too. Where did you go to play?
We were in Shadyside. So there's a little basketball court along Ellsworth Avenue. And then we went to, I think it's closed now, but there was a pizza place on Center Avenue that we went afterwards.
That sounds like a lot of fun. What are some of the other things you enjoy doing together?
Going to pick games, playing basketball, sports like that, going bowling, just chilling. Went to his house one time. We made some food, like nachos and stuff.
Nice. I like you said just chilling. I think a lot of folks don't realize that hanging out is a lot of fun. You don't have to necessarily have this big thing planned, right? And right. Tom, I know at Big Brothers Big Sisters, you have a lot of activities that are available, tickets to things.
Absolutely.
Or opportunities to go bowling or to see a Penguins game. But you don't necessarily need to have special activities, do you?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be anything out of the norm. You know, just things that you enjoy doing, things that your little brother or little sister enjoys doing as well are great. So if you love playing sports, if you love playing pool, if you love bowling, I mean, it's whatever really the two of you enjoy doing. And the nice thing about our organization is we always match bigs and littles that have some things in common, things that they enjoy doing the same types of things. We always make sure that bigs and littles live within about 15 or 20 minutes away from each other as well. So last year we had 1,400 matches, which is pretty incredible. This year we'll probably be close to about 1,500 matches through Big Brothers Big Sisters here in Pittsburgh. And we're greater Pittsburgh, so we're all of Allegheny, Washington, and Green. I know you have listeners all over the region, all over the state, a little bit all over the country. So and there's over 300 Big Brothers programs throughout the country.
Wow. Now, Jay, who else is in your family? You mentioned a brother.
Well, my mom, my stepdad, my brother, and my uncle.
So it's great for you to have another person to be able to hang out with. And do you guys keep in touch? You probably see each other every couple of weeks, I'm guessing.
Yes, we keep in contact.
How do you keep in touch when you're not together?
My mom gives me a phone. I call him. We like talk about what's going on, about how the Ravens suck.
You're not happy with the Ravens.
And Luke's originally from close to Baltimore, so I guess that's the backstory on that one.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of barbs traded.
This is Ravens week, actually.
Some a little nasty, but it's fine. Yes. It's fine. I can take it. I have thick skin.
We're on the radio, so they can't get too nasty now.
No, I'm not going to repeat that. No, it's nothing like that.
did you watch the World Series? Baseball?
Uh-uh.
I can tell
really
the answer is no. But
it's been a great week, though. I think, you know, for our littles and bigs that enjoy baseball, it's just been an end to. I mean, hopefully, we'd like to see the Pirates in that game next year. But it was a pretty amazing World Series for sure. And that's a nice thing, like you said, Larry. You know, a lot of our bigs and littles get to use those tickets through Tickets for Kids and through our generous donors. So these guys have certainly been to a lot of sporting events. We have a really nice partnership with the YMCA as well, where bigs and littles can join the YMCA of their choice for free and go together, which is really a great opportunity. Just this Thursday night, my little brother and I, we did basketball and then Chipotle, but either way, it's all good. And we did not eat the Chipotle while playing basketball.
No, and you did it afterwards.
Afterwards as well, just like these guys, yeah.
So, Najee, how do you think your life would be different without Luke?
Well, it'll be less interesting because stuff we do is funner than stuff I do at home.
And how about you, Luke?
Well, it certainly makes me cooler by osmosis being around. So I think I've become a little cooler with Najee. But no, we do have a lot of fun. He's a very smart young man, and I kind of learn a lot about what it means to be a kid in this day and age. And it hasn't been super long since I was a kid, but it's just certainly changing.
Yeah, may I ask your age?
27.
Okay, so it hasn't been that long, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Things have changed dramatically. It's incredible. Do you think it's hard to be a kid, Najee? I mean, given...
No, it's very easy.
Yeah, I suppose you're used to it.
That's hilarious.
How about being an adult? Do you think that would be hard?
A little bit, because you got to pay your bills, you go to work and stuff.
Yeah. Speaking of work, have you ever gone to see where Luke works?
Not inside the building, but I know where he works at.
Now, I think we talked about doing that one time on like a Saturday or something like that, and for whatever reason, we ended up not doing it. But it's definitely something that I'd be interested in doing, just because I think I always liked going and seeing where adults go during the day, and you see them when they come home, and you're kind of wondering like what's going on in that like 8 hours or so when they were gone, and it's also good to get a tangible reference point onto like what career opportunities are out there. When I grow up.
One nice change, too, is that the idea of take your son or daughter to work day has really become take your son or daughter or mentee or an influential person in your life. So we've had a lot more bigs taking their littles actually on those kind of take your son or daughter to work days to show them what work is like, to expose them to those kind of opportunities. We also have some really nice workplace mentoring programs as well, where we have actual little brothers and little sisters going to meet with their bigs at their workplaces, which is pretty cool. So just that exposure that I think littles get to, what it's like to work and what it's like to be in graduate school. Luke's in graduate school at Carnegie Mellon. So what that's like, as a
grown-up. Yeah. What are you studying?
I'm an MBA student there. I'm in their part-time MBA program.
In the Tepper School. and you can watch. I wonder if you'll, I don't know how the quad's coming along over there.
I've heard that, I think, 2018, early 2019. So I think it's 3 years in the part-time MBA program. So there's a chance that I could sneak in there for like a semester and be in there. But, I couldn't speak to how well the construction is going. It's going to be big. I know that, but yeah, it'll change the school for sure.
The business school at Carnegie Mellon has a huge expansion project going on there right now. What's really great to have you here. Are you in need of more bigs, more littles?
Yeah, we definitely are, Larry, and thank you for asking. Yeah, we always need more volunteers to get involved with Big Brothers, Big Sisters. That's true here in Greater Pittsburgh. That's true across the country as well. We particularly need men to step up and get involved with Big Brothers, Big Sisters. And I should mention for your listeners, about two-thirds of our volunteers are the Lukes of the world, so young professionals, maybe in their 20s and 30s that don't have children of their own. The other third are empty nesters, grandparents, are a really, really great fit for our program as well. And truthfully, with the diverse programming that we have, there's really, we think, the time and opportunity for anyone listening today to make a difference through Big Brothers, Big Sisters. We sometimes say that as long as you have the care, consistency and commitment to the program, you can be a good big, and I think that's true. I know only nice people listen to Larry Berger programming and through Saturday Light Brigade, so I'm sure there's a lot of good people with big hearts out there listening that could really step up and be great bigs.
Well, from all the bigs I've met and all the littles I've met, I think it would be a great experience for folks. And you can actually do it if you're a very, very busy person and thinking you can't fit it into your life. You just heard Tom mention that he's a big, and I'm going to just use him as an example because I can. He's a county council person. He has a very busy job with Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh, and there's time for him to be a big, too.
We sometimes say, too, we were talking about the smack talk between the Ravens and the Steelers. If you have time to set aside once a week to watch a Steelers game, watch the Steelers game with your little brother or little sister. Enjoy those kind of things you'd be doing anyway with them. And there was actually one season where Eric and I think we went to like 4 or 5 Steelers games. And those were all free tickets provided by the agency through partnerships with Tickets for Kids and generous donors. And we actually got to a point where E-Robs were just like, T-Bakes, it's too cold. We got to stop going to these. But we almost made it through a whole season with free season tickets. And the idea that you get to hang out with a young person you care about who's just a friend, really, and have such a good time together, it's amazing.
Excellent. Well, I've got a couple gifts for Luke and for Najee. We've got a radio broadcasting patch for you.
That's nice.
And this is a pass to the Children's Museum that you can use anytime. I would suggest, because you're older, going to our Make Shop exhibit where there is soldering. If you want to like play around with electronics, there's woodworking tools and other things, and you can use that whenever you'd like. And when you get your CD released, and I'm serious about this, or released, get a copy to us. Get it to Tom. Get it however, because we'll play it on Youth Express. In fact, we'll get you a Youth Express button, too, so you have one of those and know how to get it to us.
Wow, because you can get your CD on. This is a legitimate channel going
this
all across the country.
This
That'd
is the springboard.
Shake. Yeah, this is this could be your big break.
This is the movement starts.
That's very good.
I just pantomimed, hand me a Youth Express button, and I think Chad got it. Chad and I would be very good charades partners. So, thank you. Anything else either of you wanted to say? Any of you?
I just want to say thanks for having us on. This is certainly a pleasure. I think everyone dreams about being on the radio at one point in time. So you got to make that happen for both of us this morning. And thank you for the generous gifts, too. That's very nice.
Oh, you're very welcome. Nadia?
Thank you for the gifts.
Thank you. And I'm serious about your music. Okay. And Tom, thanks.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you for all of your collaboration. I want to thank Najee and Luke for just being a great match and for all the wonderful things they shared this morning. And sometimes we always thank our big brothers and our big sisters, but we want to thank our little brothers and little sisters as well, because just as we take the time to spend together, they also could be doing other things, and they decide to spend that positive time with us, making a lot of lasting memories.
Yeah. BBBSPGH.org.
You got
big
it.
Brothers, big sisters. BBBSPGH.org.
Thanks, Larry.
For more information. Thanks to you both.
Thanks, Larry.
Najee, Tom.